Is there anything better than a fresh croissant? By all accounts, Jetté Kearsley makes a great one. She owns Jetem Patisserie in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, a green storefront, huge wreaths on glass windows through which you can watch her work, her baked goods in glass cases like jewels, and a video featuring her window sign saying, "We take Snap EBT," went viral.
I'm going to make sure my people are able to have access to amazing foods, and if their budget is food stamps, why not?
Jetté Kearsley joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we've found you because you were featured on the page Righteous Eats. For accepting food assistance, these government dollars, EBT stands for Electronic Benefits Transfer. That's the card, and it conveys the payment. It used to be food stamps, literally a coupon that
people would tear. Remember those days.
You do, me too. But it's now called SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. So first, when you say you remember them, I mean, I'm just wondering why it is that you are offering this, because not everybody does. So is this something that means something to you?
It actually means everything to me. Growing up, my mom did receive these benefits, and as her child, I was also a recipient. And knowing that there was limitations on what you can and cannot receive via these benefits was like, you know, as a child, you want to go there, you want to get candy, and you want to get these things, and you kind of can't. So it resonates with my heart, knowing that I come from this, and I know currently there's still millions of people who receive these benefits. They just want a snack, right? They just want something sweet to eat. And I made sure that, you know, whenever I opened my bakery, I was going to be one, for the community, and two, affordable. It was never like a second guess for me to have these SNAP benefits taken in my store. A lot of people questioned me why, like, you don't want that image attached to you. And it's just like, what image? You know, the image of helping the community, the image of feeding people quality and good food. So it is a mission. It's my life's mission to literally help people in any way I can.
And then the restrictions. Let's talk about that quickly. You can't use these SNAP payments on alcohol, tobacco, or prepared foods. So, for instance, you can't go into a restaurant and order a full dinner. You can, however, take something like a croissant out.
So it's not the process of, like, taking it out the store. What I offer is considered a staple food because we sell bread.
Ah.
So bread is a staple food according to the rules and regulations of accepting SNAP and EBT. And we have orange juice, which is a fruit juice beverage. So in order to receive these benefits as a retailer, you have to be under these certain guidelines.
So you have the requirements. And talk about, you tell a story in the video that went viral, kids that maybe are hanging out on the corner, like, what the heck is that? You know, tell that story.
Yes. Yeah. In the late summer, maybe like August or September, I opened July of 2023. So we've been open just a little bit. And a group of kids just came in, you know, just being kids, being explorative and just walking in stores. So they was like, oh, wow, this is cool. What's this? What's this? What's this? And I was answering them questions. And they didn't have money because they're like school kids. You know, they don't have money. So they was like, what's this? And I was like, oh, that's a quiche. It has, I think at the time it had like tomatoes and cheese in it. And they was like, what is a quiche? I never heard of that before. And I was like, have you ever had scrambled eggs with cheese and tomatoes? That's technically what it is. It's just, you know, a little bit fancier. He was like, no, it's not. That don't look like no scrambled eggs. And so I let him try it. And he was like, yo, this is so good. This is so good. And then he was in there with about like six or seven of his friends. He was like, yo, let me try. Let me try. Yo, let me try. Let me try this. And so at the point, like, we were brand new. And I was like, you know, I just wanted to bring customers in. So I was giving away a lot of food so people can try it because they were just so curious. And my mission was literally to just change their mindsets. And them boys still come to the store and buy up cookies and all these things. They try new things. And They're really excited because I change the menu every 3 months. So they get to see and try new things every 3 months. So it's really exciting for the youth around here.
It's so wonderful. And can you do me a favor? Can you just, you're in a quiet office right now, but do you mind walking out and describe it maybe as you go? You have like an open kitchen. We can see you work.
Yeah. So, I'm going to leave the office that I'm in. And now we're out in the world of New York City, so it's loud. Now this is me. I'm inside the bakery. So once you walk in the bakery, the patisserie, you'll see like just very calm pink inside of the space. It's very well lit. We have 5 seated tables. We have a long bench. I would say maybe about a 10-foot long bench inside. And then we have our open kitchen concept and front and center the displays of all the pastries we have, from creme brulee tarts to cheesecake. We have croissants, we have mousse cakes, we have cookies, we have Danish, we have vegan loaf cakes, we have gluten-free cookies, and we have a bunch of just amazing products, as well as we serve coffees and lattes here. So I think the best thing about my patisserie is that you get to see everything, right?
Yep.
Like, this is not any day-old, two-day-old, weekday-old production. You see exactly what we're doing. You see us making your food. And it's amazing because they know that these products are made here daily, fresh. Every day I'm at work at 3:30 a.m., pumping out our pastries to make sure that this community gets freshness every single day.
Yes. for people who might be saying, this is too hard. I'd have to know. I'm a small business too. I'd like to have the EBT, but it's hard. I have to think about regulations. What would you say to another small bakery or someone else thinking, I don't know if I can do the EBT?
So first thing, get the image of what you think your bakery should be like and do it for the community, because if you don't have the community, you don't have a business, right? Mm-hmm. And if your community needs a certain income level to support your business, but you can provide them alternate options than cash, why not, right?
And also I'm thinking too, you're not overcharging, where in New York you could.
So many people, after they get their total, they're like, that's it? And I'm like, hold on, girl, do you telling me I need to raise the prices? Because if you're telling me to give you a little more, then I can. But that wouldn't be the goal, you know, that I'm trying to achieve within uplifting the community. And I do want to say, like, it's not a white thing. It's not a black thing. It's just a people thing. Like, we just need to support each other regardless of financial status, you know, educational status. I personally did not indulge in quote-unquote elevated food. That's what I call it. I don't call it white people food. I call it elevated food. I did not indulge in elevated food until I reached college. And then that's when I started to see, like, because I'm also from the inner city. I'm from Southside, Jamaica, Queens. You know, stereotypical neighborhood, liquor store, corner store, fried chicken place. Now get it. A certain culture may like to eat a certain food, but there's no such thing as white people food. It is totally about access and attainability and sustainability, honestly.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, how do you get different flavor? I mean, what are some of the things you've done with the croissants for the different flavors?
Yeah, so every weekend we do different specialty croissants. So we have done in the past strawberry shortcake. This past weekend, we did peach cobbler croissant. We've done a chocolate chip cookie croissant. We've done a blueberry cheesecake croissant. Mm-hmm. We've done it all. Why not have fun with food, right?
Yeah. Very, very last thing. What kind of response do you get when a mother walks in and she maybe wants to get a croissant split up with her kids and she can pay with the EBT?
Oh, wow. It is a very humbling feeling for me. Because I know, you know, when I was a child, my mom would do the best that she could using the EBT. So seeing parents come in here with their children and their kid is like, can I have this? Can I have this? Can I have this? And knowing that their mom is not going to say no, oh my God. You know, a woman told me, thank you. Thank you for being here. Just thank you for being here. And I was like, wow, like, oh my God, I'm making an impact. it's a good feeling.
And a croissant. Jetay Kearsley, baker and owner of Jetem Patisserie in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, thank you so much.
Thank you.